Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf Share, sponsored by Nishmas Aharon Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok, holding Ksuvos Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara throughout the Daf discusses if one is obligated to feed his kids when they're small. The Gemara brings the Be'ushit Kinu Shei Odom Zanas Bono Fes Mnoitzer Kishem Ketanim. There was a takana to feed the kids, and the Gemara discusses if the halacha is like this or not. And the Gemara brings two stories. The second one is Rav Chisda. When someone did not feed his kids, Rav Chisda says, "Kofel asisa b'tzibur v'lei kum v'lei mo." He should go on top of asisa and say out, "Urva boy bnei." A raven wants his children. Fahu gavra loy boy bnei. But this person does not want to have anything to do with his children. Doesn't take care of his children. Says the Gemara, "Urva boy bnei." Does the oyriv, does a raven care about his children? Fachtiv livnei oyriv v'sheikor. Because Baruch Hu takes care of the oyrivim, of the children of the Orvim, that the parents do not take care of them. Says the Gemara, Lukasha, Habechivri, Habeuchme. It depends if they're white or if they're black. When they're young and they're white, so then the parents don't love them, as Rashi points out, because they don't recognize them as their children. But when they grow and they become black, that's when the parents care about them. So meaning, as the Shittim Kobetis points out over here, an Oyrev, even though he does not take care of his children always, but at some point he does care about his children. But this person does not want to feed his kids. He's worse than the Oyrev because he doesn't take care of his kids at all. And just to add to this point about the Oyrev, about the raven, the Gemara tells us that the raven in the time of Noach, the Oyrev was a Rasha. Why? Because Noach sent the Oyrev out to go check for food, but the Oyrev did not want to leave. He came back. The Gemara tells us because he was choshed, he suspected Noach, that maybe Noach will be with his ben zug, with the female oyriv. So therefore he didn't want to leave. Says the Gemara, that's why the oyriv is called a rosha. So says the Maharal over there, why is the oyriv called a rosha because of that? Says the Maharal, remember what we're talking about. We're talking about the end of the Mabul. It was almost a year since the Mabul started. As Chazal teach us, no creature had Tashmish during the year of the Mabul. It was a year when nobody was Niskak leben zukoy. Because the whole world was bitzar, the whole world was in agony. There was a Mabul in the world, there was a flood, everybody was dying. So now when we're in the end of the Mabul, and we want to see if there's a safe place to go, if the world was saved, what does the Oyriv have in mind? Is Noach now with his bas zukoy? Is the Noach with the female. The female, that nobody now in the world is focused on the female. There's nobody in the world that has Zivuk. The world right now is focused on the Tzara that everybody is experiencing. But the Oyriv is very narrow-minded. All he's focusing on is on his, what he needs for his own self. He doesn't care about what's happening around him. That's a Rosha, says the Maharal. A Rosha is somebody that couldn't care less of any other greater need that we have. And all he's focusing is his own needs. That's what the Oyrev is all about. Add the Chasam Sefer over here, that it also works l'toivo. Sometimes you use the Oyrev for something good. The Gemara in Erev in Davchav Beis, Darshav the Pasuk, that says, Shchayros ke'oyrev, and the Gemara says the following, who acquires and gets Torah? Only someone, Shmishemesim atzmoy achzori albono v'abnei beisoy ke'oyrev. Someone who mistreats, so to speak, his children like an oyrev, he's the only one who will be zoichet to Torah. That's how the Gemara says. Explain the Chasam Sofer, according to the Maharad, so gishmak. The Chasam Sofer says, the oyrev is focused, as our Gemara tells us, only on the older children that are black and look like him. The white ones that don't look like him, he doesn't care about. He's very, very narrow-minded, as the Maharal says. He's very focused on one thing and one thing only. Says the Gemara in Erevin, if someone wants to be a Talmid Chacham and be Koyin Torah, he needs to be extremely narrow-minded. Narrow-minded in Torah only. No other things should go into calculation. The same way the Oyrev only cares about the ones that fit his min, that are the same color like him, also, the one who wants to acquire Torah he focuses on the children that are taking Derech HaTorah and want to be like him. And the ones that are leaving, he's a chzori. He is very cruel. Because an Oyriv is very narrow-minded. When someone is narrow-minded, very selfish, that is a Rasha. If someone is very narrow-minded because he's focused on Torah, that's who's koine Torah. So immediately, now we understand our Gemara even better. The Gemara says, an Oyriv, he's very narrow-minded. He's very focused on what he needs, on what he cares about, on the children that fit him. But at least for them, he does give mizaynus. This person who does not want to feed his kids, even that he's not willing to do. Even to be narrow-minded and to feed the kids that he likes, he also doesn't do that. That's the big taina against the person and our Gemara. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.